Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Maandag op hierdie show doen ons elke week die Monday Mailbag. So drive@jacarandafm.com. That is the email address. And we get mails in from so many people with little questions that they are looking for advice about, or situations where they're trying to figure out if they should be the bigger person or what should they do. Net raad soek. So hier is vandag se. Hey Robin Roz, my name is Derek. The weirdest thing happened to me over the weekend. The first thought that came to me as this happened was, Leon, is it jy? You know, like when people, when Leon still used to do all of those prank.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shucks.
Yeah, so he really thought he was being pranked. And this is why. I was clothes shopping with my wife when I took the last t-shirt off the rack. A man came over and said that he was going to buy the shirt and I should give it to him. Apparently, he saw it first. At first, I assumed he was kidding and I started to laugh, but he was dead serious. He even called the manager. The manager said that I had the shirt first and he then apologized to the man. And the man looked me dead in the face and said, are you kidding me? Needless to say, I bought the shirt out of spite, but now I wonder, should I have just given it to him? Thanks for the great show, Derek. No. Honestly, guys, I don't know what the issue is here. I really am not sure what the issue is here.
Well, because possession is like 9/10 of the law, apparently, from my commercial law 110 that I remember in 2001. If you've got possession of the thing, then surely you've, the fact that someone else saw it from a distance, like Bette Midler, doesn't help.
I thought you were going to say from your many years of watching Law and Order on TV, possession is 9/10 of the law. But it's true, right?
Yeah.
So just because you saw something, now you want me to telepathically know that jy wou daai hemp gehad het, maar jy het dit nie opgetel nie en dit nie spesies gekoop nie.
You see, but like, and it's an interesting thing because, you know, sometimes it happens at the end of the month with parking bays as well. Because then you like, you know, you there's one parking bay that you're waiting for and then someone turns around and is like, I saw it first. And then, so it's one of those, do you just park there out of spite because your car can get there quicker? Or do you just go, let me look for another parking spot?
But exactly, because I saw it first. Sorry, that's got nothing to do with me. If I'm already in there or if I indicated and said I was going to do it.
I indicated first, so I held it first.
Exactly. Yeah. That's precies wat ek nou wou sê. Ek het die hemp opgetel met die intentie om dit na die toonbank toe te vat en dit te koop. So, of jy dit nou eerste gesien het en dit is die laaste een in hulle grootte, dit maak nie vir my saak nie, want ek het dit opgetel. You might have seen it and maybe taken a maybe 5 or 10 minute walk around the shop to decide if you like it.
Yeah.
I've already decided I like it. Ek het dit gevat.
I've got a perfect solution. He must just take it back to the shop and get a return. Now that other person thinks it's finished, then just take it back out of spite because you bought it out of spite and then just pick another one just for control.
Just Joe's location, you can find Joe at pettyville.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Petty. How would you address the situation? Someone comes up to you in the shop, says to you, okay, listen, I actually had my eye on that first, so you should give it to me. But I have it in my hand. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Is he being petty by actually buying the shirt when the other person said they saw it first? Monday mailbag. Today, we got a letter in from Derek, who said the weirdest thing happened over the weekend. He had a shirt in his hand in one of the shops, and it was the last one in his size off the rack. And then someone came over and told him that he was actually planning to buy the shirt because he saw it first. Called the manager, told Derek basically he's the wrong one, whatever. How do we deal with it? So we've got someone on the line who's got an insight into this situation. Hi, welcome to The Drive with Robin Roz. Hello.
Hello, Ross. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Fine, thank you.
Listen, you want to weigh in on the situation. For Daidlik Bicky, how do you feel about it?
I get eintlik empathie met al twee daai persone. Ek was enig in 'n second-hand shop gewees. En ek het daar afgekom op een van die ou groot safari koelers, die 40 liter, 50 liter safari koelers.
Ja.
En die sales lady kom verby en sy vra vir my, weet ons praat oor dit, en ek vra vir haar 'n paar vrae, en sy sê, maar weet jy wat, ek dink al die inligting is opgeteken, kom ons gaan kyk, maar kom ons haal die prysetiket, hulle het 'n groot pryskaarte op. Ons haal die af en ons stap en ons gaan kyk na dit en sy verduidelik vir alles. Ek sê, pag, ja, ek sal dit baie graag verkoop, dankie, en ek betaal vir dit.
Mm.
En ons kom teruggestap en ons om die hoek kom, toe staan daar 'n ou met die ding wat hy toe afgehaal het by hom op die grond. En ons kom na hom toe en ek sê vir hom, ach, jammer man, ek het nou net hierdie gekoop. Hy sê vir my, jy kan dit nie koop, dit is myne.
Okay.
Ek sê vir hom, nee, ek het dit klaar gekoop. Hy sê, jy kan dit nie koop nie, ek het dit dan, ek hou dit vas, hier is dit by my.
Yes. I've got it.
Mm. En hy was glad nie ingenoem met dit nie. Hy het ook die bestuurder laat kom en hulle was ook vir hom verduidelik, meneer. Alhoewel jy hom in jou hande het, het hierdie persoon hom klaar gekoop. As jy nie die price tag het nie, dan kan jy die item nie koop nie. Maar dit was 'n half uur conversation gewees voor die ou reluctantly besluit het om te sê dis reg. Laat het maar gaan, jou kan het vat. En toe ek uitstap by die ding, in die parkeerarea, toe loop hy achter aan, toe sê hy, luister, ek wil baie graag hier, en kan ek het by jou oorkoop? Ek sê, hoe meer gee as jy al voor betaal het?
Ja?
Maak jy dit nie aan hom verkoop?
Ai nee, jy kon een profijt gemaakt het. You could have made a profit there, Borix.
So this is basically...
So
this is basically the one time, the one-tenth of the law where possession isn't nine-tenths, right? So now you're like, when you've paid for it, that's the one-tenth of like... And not nine-tenths of the law, because he had it on him, but it
but
wasn't
you
his.
Already paid for it. Yeah.
That's what I said. Nine-tenths of the time, possession is law, but you must specify what do you need to be in possession of to own that. In my case, it was a price tag.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the receipt.
Exactly.
That's not the item at all.
I've got the till slip. I am on it. Thank you so much for the call. This is an awesome, awesome story.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
We are chatting about, are you in the wrong if someone says they saw something that you've actually got in your hand and you want to buy it and they say they saw it first? We got a message in from Anita. This is exactly the reason why you see women walking around with things in their hands in the shops, because you take it with you, and if you're still in two minds whether you're going to buy it or not, you can just leave it on the shelf and then try and go back for it, especially not if you saw it first. Then you know it's one of the last in its size. That's something that you definitely do, is you walk around holding something because you know you're going to buy it, I guess. I get it.
But also, like, I mean, I suppose you see now with the previous call, it was a different thing because it's a secondhand shop and you're not exactly going to call the other branches to see if they've got a size.
Yes.
And if you can just go to another suburb and get it. You see, I think if it was a case like that, I can understand the angst. But I mean, if it's just a shirt, you can just call the Brooklyn branch and they'll have it and just go there.
But that's what Danny said in his voice note. He said, well, you know what? The first actual rule of good sales is that if two people want the same thing and you don't have stock, you take the second person and you say to them, listen, I am going to find out if we've got this at your other branches. As it now, it's just what Borix van gepraat het. Iets wat rarig, one of a kind is, dan sit jy met 'n probleem. As iemand al reeds daarvoor betaal het, sorry vir jou. David sent us this voice note.
Hi, Roz and the Drive Show team. Yeah, no, look, the second guy with the shirt was being petty. You've got it in your hand. Yeah, it's the same with the parking. You know, it often happens to me. You know, you've got your eye in a parking, you're 40 meters away, the other guy is 10 meters away, and plonk, he takes your parking that you saw first. Well, good luck to him. He was closer, he got into it first, same with the t-shirt. You know, the guy was closer, he got it in his hand first, it belongs to him, and I think it's really petty of the guy to even, the second guy to even come and harass him about it. No, really, how old are you?
Dit is, David, jy is 100% reg. Dit is precies hoe hierdie situasie vir my klink. Soos kinders wat beklei oor, ek het dit gesien, ek het dit eers gehad. Like, honestly. Then, I would just like to congratulate Johan. Johan is living in the year 3000.
As it rolls, I think that's a sales gimmick. I think he went on purpose and told the guy that he wants it because it's a way of increasing their sales.
Johan. Johan.
He's been to the year 3000.
Exactly. And he's telling us exactly that we are all just pawns in this big sales and marketing machine. And that was just one of the tricks that they use. We're chatting about our Monday mailbag. What would you do if someone in a shop came up to you and said, sorry, you can't have that thing, the last of its kind in the shop, because I saw it first, but you have it in your hand. According to Advocate Joe Mann, possession is 9/10 of the law. Esmerie thinks that it's a bit childish.
Good afternoon, team. Yeah, unfortunately, if I have it in my hands and someone else said they saw it first, I'm like, sorry, bad luck, I have it. If you saw it first, you had to take it. And like you said, walk around with it or put it on the shelf or at the counter if you don't want it anymore. But if you see it and you leave it, you come back, it's not there anymore or someone else has it in their hands, sorry.
If you see it and you leave it and you come back and it's gone, then unfortunately, sorry for you, you left it. You are not the owner of the item. Johan sent us this.
Johan, yeah. Look, if I was a salesperson in that scenario, I would offer the second guy to hunt for the specific item and then courier it to him, thereby increasing your customer satisfaction. I really think they maybe mishandled the situation slightly, but then again, not all people think the same way.
Ja, Johan.
Hi Rob.
Jy
hi Rob.
Is, as jy 'n besigheidseienaar is, dan dink ek jy is seker van die beste in jou bedryf, want daai is rarig going above and beyond. Jenny is also weighing
in. Hi, Jacaranda and Tim. I think I agree with the last caller. I also wouldn't call the manager and make a big deal out of it. Mm. Quite frankly, that's very babyish. I'd let it go. I mean, it's a shirt, really.
Jenny doesn't even think it's childish. She thinks it's babyish. I also like calling the manager. I guess jy wil nie rarig iets los as jy rarig daarvan hou nie, right? You don't want to just leave it. So I can understand why guy number two went up to guy number one to say, listen, I really wanted this. Because I was a say. Because imagine if the guy that was holding it maybe changed his mind, then the guy that came in and then spoke to the manager and all of that could have then taken that for himself. Maar hy het nie sy van plan verander. He wanted the shirt and he had it in his hand, which means it's his shirt.
Hi Robin Ross. Daai ou wat sê hy het hom gesien, hy wil hom hê. Sorry vir hom. Hy moes hom gevat het en in sy hand gehou het of hy moes gaan betaal het daarvoor. Dan is dit 'n ander saak, maar as hy net gesien het, maar hy het hom nie gevat nie, sorry vir hom.
Sorry for him. And I think that's where we leave the Monday mailbag today. You can still get involved. The discussion is on our Facebook page, The Drive with Robin Ross. You can go and chat there and tell me, tell us all, what you think should have been done in the situation. I don't think that Derek was petty at all, taking the shirt and buying it, because he had it in his hand. If you want to join in the conversation, you can head over to Facebook at Jacaranda FM at The Drive with Robin Ross.